When he came to London and worked at the bank, he also wrote short pieces in the fashionably rural mystic style, like, well, Stephen Sonnets they were called, because Stevenson wrote a lot of essays like that. And there are lots of other people who are doing this sort of thing, like, well, Arthur Ransome in his early youth wrote that sort of stuff. And it was all slightly mystic, slightly fey, and often hinged on the weekender going out into the countryside and enjoying being out in the countryside. As somebody said, Graham is not a writer of nature. He isn't a writer of the weekend, really. The rural rather than of nature. And so, and also he lived in close proximity to various people who were a bit on the cultural fringe. His flatmate at one point was a man called Graham Robinson, who was a big friend of Oscar Wilde. And so Graham found himself writing for the Yellow Book, which was at one stage the most scandalous avant-garde journal of the time. These are little pieces. And his first book was a collection of pieces called Pagan Papers, collected. And so what he was doing there was, in strange contrast to his upright image in the bank, he was actually on the fringe of a very avant-garde society and writing appropriate stuff. So very mixed feeling there about what he was doing.